Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Daryl Ryder was just with us. Daryl said everybody hates everybody. Councilman,
are you not surprised? I'm not
Councilman
surprised.
Hate team ownership. Team ownership. He left those guys out of the hate department. They were just the objects of the hate.
We're in the middle of it. We're just watching tennis match. That's all that's going on now.
Can I keep thinking this. You knew when the lease was up.
Everybody knows when the lease is up.
You knew that the stadium was probably not up to typical NFL standards. That said, I've always said this. If you just want a place to go watch a football game, that's a fine place. You go in, you buy something to eat or drink, and you sit down and you watch the football game. If that's all you want, that place works. However, in the NFL today, that's not what ownership wants.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want an NFL team in town? Yes. If you do, and you want it in Cleveland, then you need to pony up. And the ownership is willing to pony up.
Okay.
And that's kind of the way this works in this day and age. Yes, there are some privately funded stadiums. Not most. I don't think we're going to have one here. Daryl said that, and he clarified for me at the end, he said, keep an eye on everything in Columbus because state money is key to this. And he said, confirmed, the Haslams have stated, we will move forward without county money. But they need that state money. And I keep going back to this. Whatever you think of the ownership group of the Browns, they have said that they will contribute $2.4 billion to construction in our region. Andy, who's doing that? Who's doing that?
What's Dan Gilbert put in a little bit? I mean, I'm sure Dan has some money that's going in lately. The clinic, all the major players, all the major employers in town. I don't know that they're doing that much, but this is all new and... I'm not going to lie, Jeff. I mean, when we first started talking about this dome 13 years ago, we were just, it was more about the experiences of seeing what other cities have when they have a dome and how opportunistic that they are by using their dome with other things than football. And that's how when we first set out and started talking about this. And, we constantly said
Lucas Oil Stadium.
We constantly talked about a retractable dome.
Yep.
And I still to this day... Like, if you ask me what's the perfect answer is a retractable dome in downtown Cleveland. I have no problem saying that. That's what I always wanted. I think most fans would be like, yeah, that's cool. We'd be good with it. I don't know where you would get opposition other than the obvious one that says, okay, that's great. Love it. Who's paying for it? Get that. Totally understand that. I'm kind of tired. Like the thing with the mayor this week has really been weird. I mean, at one point,
it's not a good look, is it?
He's a politician. What's the difference? I mean, every politician's, you know, spits out of both sides of their mouth. It's nothing unique to the mayor of Cleveland. It is what every politician is and what they need to say now. It's just like any coach that walks up on the podium and says something. It's true in the moment, and then 30 seconds after they walk in the moment. The only difference is that at the end of the day, and we hope this is the way it plays out, the Browns will be here, whether they're in Cleveland or in Cuyahoga County or a surrounding county. They should be here, hopefully, fingers crossed, as long as the league's still around for the rest of our lives, right? That's what we hope. Politicians come and go. I mean, there's an expiration date on all of them. Eventually, they're either going to quit, retire, or get thrown out of office, or get unelected. Is that right? Unelected or booted through election. So there's an end date on all of those. And most politicians have bigger goals. And, you know, you don't want to be labeled as something. Like, Mayor Bibb's in a weird spot, man. Does he want to be the mayor that lost the Browns? Well, how far did he lose
the
Browns?
Does he want to be senator?
Yeah, or does he want to be president? A governor? I mean, who knows? I'm sure he has higher aspirations than being the mayor of Cleveland. At least that's what I would want if I had to vote on a mayor for a different city.
Well, if you want to be a career politician, he might, you know, this is a good step on that path. But it's a weird deal.
The hard part for me is I don't understand why the county is involved in any of this. Like the county, again,
money, because the county is being asked to pony up money.
Yeah, to keep a dome stadium in the county. Like the county is the biggest head scratcher part of this whole thing I just don't understand. I mean, your job as representatives of Cuyahoga County is to represent all of the people of Cuyahoga County. And sometimes just because you have a majority, I guess it's about voting. I don't know where, like, I just don't get it. Like, the county, to me, if they were quiet, that'd be the best situation they could be. I'm really tired of seeing Chris's name in anything. I am. But you know what? I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I live on the border, on the other side of the border of Cuyahoga County. So I'll be fair and honest and tell you where I live. And I've spent the majority of my life in Cuyahoga County. I pay taxes in Cuyahoga County because I work in Cuyahoga County. So I don't even have a voice. I don't have representation. I have taxation without representation when it comes to things that happen in the county because I pay taxes, yet I don't live in the county proper. So I look at this and I'm just like, can we please get this done? Because whether you live in Cleveland, whether you live in the suburbs of Cuyahoga County, whether you live in the suburbs of the neighboring counties around, we all consider ourselves Cleveland. We all want to take pride in the city that we are from. And that's really what it is. It's more about the region for us than it is about the city proper. But we want the city to be taken care of. And I understand that people think the city is going to be taken care of by the fact that the Browns should play inside the city. I get it, man. I totally understand it. And in the perfect world, that's what I want. I want the Browns to play in Cleveland. But they've spent so much time with the politics of this, going back and forth. Jeff, it's been almost our entire lifetime.
Yeah.
It's been our entire... I mean, think about... you go back to the history and the roots of the city. They built the original stadium with no...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Planet. There has been stupidity in our arenas and stadiums since day one.
No, they weren't. Oh.
And guess what? The Indians weren't even playing their games there. Why did the Indians even end up playing down there when they owned their own stadium?
They did, but left.
But then went back.
Exactly.
And played downtown, then they went back.
And they would play certain dates in the stadium.
We have had ignorant politicians. That's what you should say. Welcome to Northeast Ohio, home of ignorant politicians since, what, the early 1900s.
Just ridiculous. Let me throw a thought at you. If the Haslams didn't want more than a stadium in this project, in other words, if they didn't seem to want what we think is going to be a Cleveland clone, Northeast Ohio clone of Jerry's World down in Dallas, if they didn't want all this other stuff, could you put a dome stadium, say, catty corner to where the ballpark is, where that soccer field
is
soccer
going?
Stadium
is, well, now that's theirs now, isn't it?
Well, I don't know the answer
to
that.
Here's the other thing. Hold on. Okay.
Could you actually build a dome stadium, and would the city be behind it, and would the county be behind it, if you just build a dome stadium in Cleveland and didn't have everything else? Would the Haslams even want that? Would they be willing to do that? Because
it sounded like they were on board with that, but then
except
politicians
for this.
Just keep stretching this thing out.
I've not heard them say that they would be willing to build their whole development in the city of Cleveland, and that's kind of my thought.
Hmm.
And by the way, I'm guessing that they're thinking they don't want to build all of that in the city of Cleveland, because in order to get that to thrive and everything else, maybe they think the best location for it is sitting right there by 480 and 71. The turnpike is nearby. The airport is right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I combine the airport with what they want to build. That part of town could really become something.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that's part of a complete guess on my part. If I'm the Haslams, I'd rather put it there if I want all the rest of this project. Because just the stadium, I bet you could find land in Cleveland to do that with parking on site and everything else somewhere. But it's everything else, and then it's the idea of getting people to come to it. Because I don't know that I would want to invest $1.2 billion in the development of all kinds of fun, cool stuff in offices and housing and everything else, and then bank on people coming to the city of Cleveland for it.
I need someone to help me or correct me with this just because I'm doing this off the top of my head. And we keep talking about Jerry World, Jerry World, Jerry World. Well, and the last time I was down there, it was for Ohio State. I don't know, maybe it's been 7-8 years ago. I'm trying to remember. But Jerry World isn't what the Browns are trying to do. Jerry World is essentially the stadium.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff around it.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's Jerry Jones's stuff.
Exactly.
I know that, but you know what I'm
talking about. They're not in Dallas. They're out. There's all kinds of stuff around those stadiums.
But the baseball stadium has been there for decades. Like, both baseball stadiums are right across the street. If you think about it, there's a Walmart across the street. At least there was a Walmart across the street from Cowboys Stadium down there, AT&T, right next door. I mean, like, literally, if you were at our place, you walk across the bridge, there's a Walmart right there. And there are a ton of other businesses over there. There was, I think, Six Flags was there. But, I mean, there was just baseball out there. There was an amusement park. There was the Rangers. And then they came out and built the new stadium over there. So I don't, like, Jerry World isn't, like, I don't know if that's the right comparison to what The Haslam Sports Group is trying to build.
It's what we hear a lot.
I don't agree with that, but that's...
The right comparison, if you're looking for it, is Truist Park down in Atlanta which is outside of Atlanta proper in Cobb County there.
Okay.
They bought a hunk of land. They put this giant stadium for the Atlanta Braves right there, and they built all of these different shops and restaurants, and they put a theater inside of there, and there's this giant area where people can go to like watch Braves away games if they do playoff games or something like that.
So
go look for that. You'll see pictures of it.
Yeah.
That makes a ton of sense, because that's, I think, what they're looking for. Foxborough's the same way.
I think Foxborough was the other one that always came to my mind. And you always think about Foxborough, Boston, or you think about the New England Patriots. Like, I think common people outside of that area were like, oh, they play in Boston. No, they basically play in Providence. I mean, Providence is probably a couple miles closer to where the Patriots actually play than Boston is. So it's just like, I think we associate something with something that maybe that isn't exactly 100% truthful.
But I think it's in the vein of what they're trying to do. Get it out of the city and have stuff around it.
Yeah.
And is that an issue, folks? Or is that okay? I mean, they want to invest $1.2 billion in a development along with their stadium. Doesn't scream to me that they want to do that in the city of Cleveland. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.